keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay, friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, to Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK, Historic Fisk University. And What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. Now, this hour, we have fresh community news. And when I saw this release, press release, I'm like, yes, this is good. And the community needs to know about it. And I'm grateful to Mr. Clifton Harris, of the Chief Executive Officer and President and CEO of the Urban League of Middle Tennessee, for being with us this afternoon to give us our news from the community. How are you, Mr. Harris?
I am as good as any, Sharon, and better than most. Hope you're doing well.
Absolutely. Anytime I get to touch base with the Urban League of Middle Tennessee, I'm all good, okay?
All right.
It's been a few years since I have talked with you all, so this is just a pleasure to have you with us today. Now, I saw this press release about these positions, and I'm like, holy cow, let's get the community on this as quick as possible. And the Urban League has is hosting a hiring event. So go ahead and tell us all about it.
So this coming Saturday from the hours now of 10 to 12 noon, we're going to be partnering with the Census Bureau to do hiring interviews for those individuals that would be interested in participating in the 2020 census for jobs that of being census takers, recruiting assistants, office staff, and supervisor staff in the Middle Tennessee community. Mm-hmm. And the jobs now will pay in Davidson County $23 an hour.
Wow.
And in Williamson County, $26 an hour.
Wow.
And the qualifications is simply, you know, that a person has to have a valid Social Security number, mm-hmm. and be a U.S. citizen. Mm-hmm. And, again, they have positions in Davidson County and Williamson County. And Williamson County is paying more because it's more of a rural area.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you have to have your own transportation, right?
And that's right. And you must be 18 years or older in order to take advantage of these jobs. So we're having that here at our office, uh-huh. at 50 Vantage Way, Suite 201, mm-hmm. in the Metro Center complex.
Now, this is just your first partnership with the Census Bureau?
In this fashion, it is. Uh-huh. Remember, it only happens every 10 years.
Right.
So we want to make sure that every body in the Middle Tennessee area gets counted, because the census controls so much of our funding,
mm-hmm.
Not just roads and congressional districts, but it even determines, you know, where we get grocery stores in our community, mm-hmm. hospitals, police stations, fire stations, where businesses get relocated. Dollar General just didn't start popping up in our communities just because. You know, it's because of data that they had now from the Census Bureau.
So do people have to have passed some kind of test or something, Mr. Harris, in order to get these positions?
Yeah, but we're going to walk them through all that on Saturday, and we will use our computer lab, you know, for them to go through that, you know, on the spot, so that they know exactly where they stand and know when they leave here. And we will have the census workers here that will be doing, providing the information that they need, you know, to be able, you know, to take a short assessment test.
Okay, I was wondering. So there is going to be a screening process that does take place, correct?
That's correct.
Is there a number people that you all are seeking for these positions, and how many of them are available in Davidson and Williamson counties?
I was told that they will take as many as we can get.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because we got a lot of individuals that need to be counted in hard-to-count communities.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a big deal, you know, and this is the first time that the census will be done online as well.
Okay. So is there any kind of restriction that you could, you know, share with us so folks can and get it in their head? You know,
the only the only restrictions that we have is that, you know, they must have a valid Social Security number, be a U.S. citizen, and be 18 years or older.
Excellent. And I certainly hope that the community does come out to your offices and, you know, takes a part in this and gets these jobs. Because if they don't get these jobs, then who's going to take the census, right?
That's correct. And then if the census is not taken and our count is down, that means, you know, that all the benefits that we get, you know, for the resources that we get for SNAP and Medicare and Medicaid, we won't get our fair share.
Mm-hmm. Now, like, for example, could college students do this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's a great great gig, you know, for a college student.
Mm-hmm. So what will...
I mean, where else are you going to go and get, you know, $23 an hour?
Well, that's true.
For a temporary job.
Now, that, I'm just saying. That would help y'all pay some of them bills, you know.
Really?
Pay the university so you can come back to class.
I know that's right.
I had to learn that. But so you see them one semester, next semester you don't see them anymore.
I've been there, done that.
I know you have. I know that you have. Now, this also is good. You know, you could put this on your resume, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that will help you with employment, other future employment. Or also, what about retirees and people like that too, Mr. Harris?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then the other thing that this will do, Sharon, it was help us get people in our database so that we can assist them, you know, with more permanent jobs, you know, for all of these corporations that is coming to the Urban League, you know, seeking opportunities to hire people, you know, in good paying jobs as well. So this is a great opportunity, you know, to not only get you put in the door, you know, but reconnect now with the Urban League, because you and I are young enough to remember that back in the day, it was the Urban League where we came to get our jobs.
That's true. Now, say that. That's it. That's for real. And you all had,
we're still here and we're still relevant.
Yeah. Well, you all were the plug in to the community, you know, people, you know, would plug in, you know, to get skills and, you know, to network and this and that and the other, you know. So, yeah, you have history there for real. That's all
and
over the country.
We got some other opportunities that we're going to be talking, hopefully in the near future, talking to you about. You had my good friend James Harper and Michael Shannon with Andrew Phelps on not too long ago, and we're going to be partnering with them to do some things, you know, for hiring people out of the airport. So more to come, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is just the beginning. 2020 is going to be an outstanding year for the Urban League and for the community that we serve.
Yeah. Well, I wish that airport, and I hate to say this out loud, but I certainly wish their public relations firms would start spending more money with African-American media such as WFSK, amen, which is what they used to do when they had an African-American firm that was doing the minority buys, that we always got included, but we haven't been excluded ever since they stopped working with the black agency. So I just want to throw my plug in my people, because it's important.
And you have it on live and on air and all that the Urban League and all is going to do better in the making sure they're spending this money, you know, with you as well.
Glory, because we are a nonprofit. Now,
that's right.
Mr. Harris, we're going to have you over. What do you all have coming up in the coming months? You know, we got the Black History Month coming and different activities and things, you know, headed towards spring. Do you have something that, you know, we, you know, might be able to look forward to, you know, for people getting them resumes and jobs ready?
We absolutely do, as well as housing opportunities for Black and brown people. There's a lot coming. So I will send you some information so that we can get it scheduled for me to come in and tell the community about all the opportunities for jobs, for housing, and for training, you know, that we have coming online this year.
Mr. Harris, someone just called and wanted to know if you could just repeat, you know, the time and address and all. And, of course, tell them how much money it's going to be, too. Repeat that as well.
Sure. So you can go to our website to register at ulmt.org and click on events and register for the Census 2020 hiring event, which is going to be this Saturday, January 11th, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon here at the Urban League office in Metro Center at 50 Vantage Way, Suite 201. And the jobs are temporary jobs, you know, for those who are interested in being census takers, recruiting assistants, office staff, and supervising staff. And the pay is for Davidson County is $23 an hour. For Williamson County, it is $26 an hour. And the requirements are that you must have a valid Social Security number and be a U.S. citizen and be 18 years of age or older.
Is this an 8-hour day when they are on the job? Is it 8 hours?
No, it's not. I mean, I think maybe some of the supervisory jobs may be 8 hour, and but some of the other jobs are at your availability.
Well, you all better go on and get the crack-a-lacking on this one. That's good money right there.
Better get ready.
Yes, honey. That's good money right there. I'm just telling you now. You know, folks in between got, you know, part-time jobs and all that. I'm just saying,
right,
you know, because when this is up, it's up and it's gone. Now, Mr. Harris, we thank you so much. And, you know,
you
call me anytime, you know, whatever y'all need, you just let me know and I'm on it, okay?
All right. Fantastic. All right. Good talking to you.
You too.
I look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye. That's the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Urban League of Middle Tennessee. And please do follow up on that, you guys. Those of you, you know, the retirees, y'all know you need some extra money. You know, you can use it. Go on them vacations and go do the lottery and stuff. You know, go to Las Vegas. I know you do. I know. So, I mean, 26, that's better than working at Walmart being a greeter. Okay. Be sure, January 11th from 10 to noon, Metro Center, 50 Vantage Way, Suite 201. And if that doesn't work for you, they'll have other opportunities. So, you know, get in, plug yourself in, and don't sit around feeling sorry for yourself. Get up from the beds of affliction. Make yourself some money, honey. Pay your way, pay your bills, get you some rest and relaxation. Now let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Looking downtown here and live at this crash, tying up traffic 40 westbound between Broadway and Church Street. Again, wrong place, wrong time. There's just so much traffic volume here on 40 westbound. Again, between Broadway and Church. Coming off the South Loop, the West Loop already heavy enough. Moorwood at Spears Avenue, that wreck involving some injuries. Heavy now on 40 east, trying to get past the airport out through Hermitage and Donaldson. This traffic report is brought to you by Prince's Hot Chicken. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
The Hezekiah Walker Countdown.
Everybody, it's your boy Hezekiah Walker. Join me for the second weekend of the new year so you can check out the top 20 gospel songs in the country. I'll also bring you some brand new music and put the spotlight on Patrick Dobson. The Hezekiah Walker Countdown. Don't miss it. Catch the Hezekiah Walker Countdown Show every Sunday, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Youth Village's foster care parents transform lives. And they know that it's the little things that can make a big difference.
We had a group to come in, and I did some hamburgers. And he was 13 years old. He said, I have never had a hamburger. And the way he looked, I know he was serious. Things like that just touches you, but want you to do more for them.
Learn how you can foster a little hope. Go to youthvillages.org/foster. Brought to you by Youth Villages in cooperation with this station and the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters.
This is the story of Julie Guillot. She's a Leukemia and Lymphoma Society advocate and the mother of a child who battled blood cancer.
Zach was diagnosed with AML, a deadly leukemia, when he was only 5. While the treatment really attacked the cancer, unfortunately it also attacked his body. Uncontrollable fevers, terrible nosebleeds, and his skin was burned from the inside out. He died at just 9 years old, really from the treatment that was meant to save him.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society was founded 70 years ago by parents who also lost their child to cancer. Today, we're pioneering breakthrough treatments for kids with cancer.
We are so close to finding better treatments for kids with cancer. So it's too late to save Zach, but working together, we can save thousands of kids just like him.
Visit lls.org and save a child's life.
This has been a reminder from community-minded Jazzy 88 WFSK.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, in Nashville, Sharon Kay is just right in the middle of it, as you know how I do. You know, some things you just can't do anything about, you know. And I'm in the middle of it, and that's all it is. So, Adonis, there's some things you just can't do anything about, right?
Like traffic.
Yes.
Nashville.
You said 40 was closed.
They shut it down. I was coming 65 north, and I usually go 40 west.
Yeah.
Brings me straight on over here, and they shut it down.
Both sides? Or just your side?
Just on my side. The 40 West was shut down.
What?
So I had to go 24.
And oh, you had to get the scenic route.
The scenic route.
Yeah.
Yes, that's,
oh,
that's
wow.
What I did. And it was bumper to bump. The scenic route, bumper to bumper.
I am certain.
But I made it.
Well, that's what's up.
That's it.
And, you know, when you get to the top, and I say, okay, the oxygen mask could come down now, so he
exactly.
Can
I've run so it all
I
the way
know,
upstairs.
I know.
Here, saying Sharon Kay.
Oh my God!
I know she's. I said she's just got one eye rolled up right now.
Well, now like, see, I have learned how to, you know, woosah on this show, baby. I've been doing this show a long time. I'm like, y'all ain't gonna gray out my hair no more. Have me bald on one side. You are not doing it, guest. I would be making up some news. Actually, I don't have to because there's so much going on in the world. Adonis, you are always a pleasure to have you here. And you just grow on me. You know that, right?
Because
it's your second, third year here.
Probably this is going on my third year.
Now
so.
you cutting Adonis. I'm on T-shirt K, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Oh Lord, are you serious?
And I enjoy it so much. It's been a pleasure. And every time I come here, and even just keeping up with you online and seeing all the great guests.
Have
you
noticed
here,
I have been absent? From online?
I've noticed. Well, you know what? But I go back and listen to your other shows.
Oh, you post them on there.
Yes, yes.
I have been absent from Facebook for 6 weeks.
Wow.
Because I just got sick of it.
You know what? Yeah,
it was just burning my brain. I was like, I ain't got time. Y'all don't love me. So there ain't no sense in showing me nothing, clicking and clacking. You don't love. If you love me, call me sometime.
Call me up. Yeah.
Don't like
me. Tell me you love me.
Your outfit ain't cute enough. But what's wrong with your hair? I see. I'm not putting on filters.
No.
Okay, I just opted. Said.
Well, sometimes people need a break. And especially when you know, it's it's cluttered and it's.
It's too much.
Keeps your brain just scattered. And sometimes you see some people that you thought they were smart, and it's like, why?
I don't want to. Some of their opinions, I don't need.
You don't need them. You don't need them.
Now, money, give it to me.
Give it to me. Yeah, click the link. And
this other is just.
Keep it.
It's cuckoo-ness.
Yeah, keep it.
And I decided to declutter my life.
That's good.
I made a decision. Before the beginning of the year, that I was going to defrag me.
Yeah.
And social media, I saw it was messing up people.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it was just getting them all twisted up. And, you know, people that I knew in my own family, I'm like, well, what you going to bust the attitude up on me for? I mean, like, what is this all about? Well, I seen such and such, and you didn't invite me. And I'm like, holy moly.
That's it.
I'm like, I am done with you. I am so done. Because, I mean, it conjures up a lot in people.
It does. Isn't that something? You think years ago we didn't have that. And now it's like it can be a tool or it could be a curse.
Yeah.
And like you said, they're seeing, you know, you didn't invite me to there. And it's like that just haunts them and eats at them. And it's.
Yeah. And I saw you and your family was doing such and such and everything.
Yeah.
I saw you doing the salsa with the man at the Mexican restaurant. I'm like. That was a snapshot.
Yeah, exactly.
Of me going to the restroom.
Yeah.
You know, and he caught me because he knew me. It ain't like I hang, you know, I ain't out every night. Yeah.
When they say pictures are worth, 1,000 words, make up 999 words on their own or something.
You would think I was the most exciting person. And I'm like, who, me?
Yeah, look at
I need to pull this way down.
Yeah, they said, look at her. She hit the lotto. She out there dancing.
You know, all them people. I was like, look at here. I said, no, it's not worth like, you know, I'm like under the screen.
I just decided.
I went about the first or second week of December. I just said, enough. I didn't even post my Christmas party up. Because that was giving anxiety to people. I'm like, what? This is a gesture for the community of love. And you're singing about Jesus. Why would you be mad about this?
Yeah.
So I just said, I'm done.
Squashed it, yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
And I love, everybody. I didn't see any, no one's pictures from Christmas or nothing.
Wow.
I just didn't. I'm like, this is cuckoo. I'm over it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been on social media since it started.
I was going to say, you've been,
early, 20-something years. Yeah. I'm done. So, I mean, I have my website that I pay for, and I pay for my podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm going to maintain those.
Maintain that, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to know more about me, you check that, because I got to pay
for
that.
That's what I've been checking, like I said. Yeah. Cause you guys do a great job. If even when I'm on the show, X will send me my link. To the interview that we did.
Oh, you spoiled.
You are right to my email. Like, there it is. Right there.
That's nephew Adonis stuff right there. But I just, you know, have, you know, I just realized it was like 3 years. I'm like, holy smokes.
Yeah.
You know, because I like to start out my beginning of my years with my people like you and Pastor Rudy.
Yeah.
And he'll be with me in a couple of weeks. But, you know, you're my Nashville person.
Local.
Yeah, you're bringing it on in.
Yeah, I think I've only done the show maybe two times, like via phone.
And that was not good.
And that was not good.
Because I was like, you didn't stand me up, Nashville. What you mean you live across town?
I think one I've done from home and one I've done from the car.
And I was mad.
You're like, how long you been in Nashville? Don't you consider traveling?
Right. Don't you consider how much, you know, Sharon Kane means to you?
I thought I was going to be on time today, but I am here.
Well, the facts are,
it's a new year.
The Lord is good, and he saw to it.
Exactly.
He opened up the roadways.
He'll bring you to it.
Yes, he will.
He'll get you through.
He got you.
Let's go ahead. We finna have church now because it's 2020.
And he got the doors open to let you in this building too. Hey, exactly. Look at the Lord working out.
Look at God right there.
Yeah. See, we turned that into a testimony.
We did.
Sometimes people will take negative and turn it into a pain in the neck.
Exactly.
But we turned it into testimony. And that's what folks can do. I mean, we're in a new year.
New year.
And I hope, because I didn't tell you this in advance, and I hope you don't mind, I saw something about you
okay.
and your family online.
Okay.
And you reconnected with someone in your
family.
Oh,
yeah. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I do want to talk about that awesome. Because I was like.
Look at you. You're keeping up with me. Oh, man. You're about to make me cry.
You know I love you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I see what, you know, I watch what you're doing and the kids. Because you got to be on my show to be real. You can't be up in here philandering and carrying on. And you small
and expect to come up in here.
Wrong answer, baby. Exactly. You are. Bing bong, we ain't
won't here. Be getting any more emails from you.
No, Dallas who? I don't know nothing about him. So, you know, that was not going to be the how I was going to roll.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, it's like that with several people that, you know, I depend on their opinions. You know, you can't talk to me about relationships and being honest and faithful and true, and you out here got 22 women. I mean, what kind of mess is that? I mean, do you hear me? But that's real.
That's real.
It is.
That's real.
So I'm like, no, I'm not perpetuating foolishness. I'm not doing
exactly, it. Exactly.
So, and, you know, I'm so grown now that it ain't nothing, you know. There's no sense in me playing.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to entertain the children. You know, I'm trying to embark knowledge on people.
Yeah.
Does that
make
sense?
Exactly. Exactly.
And when I read speak it, Lord. When I read that about you, I was like, he never shared that. And I never knew that you were missing that piece in your life. I was like amazed.
Wow.
Because I see how good you are with your own children.
Yeah.
And how loving you are as a father. But anyway, I'm going to set back and let you tell your own story that you shared on social media.
Yeah, that's awesome. And thank you for allowing me to talk about that. You know, that happened.
Of course.
You know, what Sharon Kay is talking about is I reconnected with my dad right before Thanksgiving, and I hadn't seen him. I hadn't seen his face.
Wow.
In 31 years.
Oh, my.
31 years. And it's a long story, but as you know, I began to take a look back, and you know, when my dad and mom got divorced, Sharon Kay, I was 16 years of age.
Wow.
And so the last time I saw my dad, he had stopped by. It was my 16th birthday. He stopped by for the birthday for about an hour, and then I'd never seen him again for 31 years.
Oh, my.
So him and my mom, they had went through a divorce, bad breakup, bad divorce. And he left and went to, I believe it was Salt Lake City, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Met somebody, got married, and...
So you never had a letter or...
No, 31 years, 31 years. I think in 31 years, I may have spoken to him maybe three times over the phone. Mm. I'd called him, and that was me calling my sister two times, and he happened to be at my sister's house.
Mm-hmm.
And then right before Heather and I got married, you know, Heather said, you probably need to call your dad and invite him to the wedding. So I reached out to him and talked to him, invited him to our wedding. That was over, it'll be almost 12 years next month. That we've been married, but I invited him out to the wedding. He didn't come. And as I look back, Sharon Kay, God is so amazing.
Yes.
To where at 16, you know, that's a very crucial moment
in
the young man's life. Any
hormones,
young woman,
everything.
Young man, so very crucial. And in that moment when my dad left, there was never any hatred or bitterness.
Really?
In that moment when he left, that was when my mom kind of made me start going to church. And in the church, there was male leadership that kind of took me under their wing. So I didn't miss that moment because I had some great men of God in my life
that
were helping me shape my future, speaking wisdom into me.
Yeah.
But then as I got older, became an adult, still never reconnected with my dad. And a lot of that I feel
did
like
that hurt you.
It, you know, I think I missed that. But and I came to terms with it because, you know, me and my sister, we had different opinions of it. My sister was like, well, you know, because she had gotten married, had children, and she was like, well, I feel like dad needs to be a part of like trying to force that. Yeah. And I just got to the point of I began to not take it personal, and I began to really, well, the way the Lord took me through the process was, you know, I think my dad, the separation was more because of maybe his guilt or shame of what he did by leaving a family. And I came to terms as I began to look back at my mom and dad's relationship when I was a teenager.
Was this a bitter breakup?
This was, yes, it was a bad breakup. So as I look back over it, Sharon Kay, I did something as an adult I was able to process. And I was able to see some, go back and pinpoint some moments where, okay, not that I ever condoned with my what my dad did by leaving us.
Sure.
But I was able to see, okay, the issue was with them and their marriage. And I could see, I remember I told my mom something, and, you know, she passed away when my son was 2 months old.
Wow.
But I told my mom something years ago. I said, Mom, I will never condone what Dad did.
Uh-huh.
I said, but as an adult, I've looked back over y'all's relationship, and I said, I can see how things led up to that.
Right.
And so I didn't blame either one of them, but I saw the issue was with them.
Sure.
Too.
Sure.
And
you didn't feel like it was your fault.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Good, good.
And I said, okay, that was them.
Right.
And they hit some turbulent times.
Yeah.
Never reached out for help. And it resulted in what it resulted in.
Yeah.
And, you know, from then on, it's like it was almost like a void, but I didn't feel the void.
What'd your friends say? Did they, you know, have a comment or say something smart or whatever?
Not really. I think by the time that happened, it was, you know, I had several friends that had parents that had went through a divorce.
Okay.
As well. So I think when that happened, it was almost like I immediately kind of dove into another world.
Okay.
As far as that's when I once again started going to church, really felt a call from God.
Really?
So it's almost like that's...
That was a pivotal time.
Very pivotal time.
Really?
That sent me in a direction to where, you know, my life is a result of that right now.
Wow.
So.
Did your mama remarry?
No, she never remarried.
Really?
And, you know, it wasn't until Sharon Kay that I got married and had children that all of a sudden my son's walking around.
Yes.
And I'm doing stuff with my son. That the epiphany hit. Wait a minute, my dad used to do that with me. And God brought all those good memories back.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, like you just commented earlier, you know, Donis, I see you with your kids and stuff like that. And a lot of people always compliment, man, you're a great dad.
Yes.
And the Lord said, hey, your dad put that in you.
Of course.
And as I began to reflect on all the good times I had with my dad, I thought, man, he really was a good dad.
Yeah.
And what happened between him and my mom was unfortunate, but for the 16 years that he was in my life, he put some foundational stuff on the inside of me, Sharon Kay. That the Lord started dealing with me, like you've gotta reconnect with that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we decided right before Thanksgiving of 2019, I told my wife, I got to get the kids where they can meet their grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And so that was very interesting.
Well, let's take a break. Because, see, I had some things I wanted to, observations and some things, because I think that, you know, your mother's handling it helped. And I think, you know, the Lord knew at that time.
Yeah.
That you needed what you needed.
Exactly, exactly.
Because I sent you in such a direction.
A direction.
You know, that was almost divinely ordered.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I tell people all the time. It's like...
And they weren't bitter.
No.
They didn't, you know, call each other and cuss them out.
Yeah, it was just
blast
totally,
them on Facebook.
Yeah, it was
know?
Just totally weren't a part of each other's lives anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Dig it. That's how you do it when you're grown. don't let me testify.
Exactly.
Anyway, Adonis Lindsay, he is on our leadership team, 411 Show's leadership team. And we're happy to have him with us for 3 straight years. Mm-hmm. Lord, you're good. You truly are. And he's dynamic. He's a good father, good citizen, good husband. And good preacher.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I heard.
Okay.
All right. So, anyway, let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Looking downtown here and live at this crash, tying up traffic 40 westbound between Broadway and Church Street. Again, wrong place, wrong time. There's just so much traffic volume here on 40 westbound. Again, between Broadway and Church, coming off the South Loop, the West Loop already heavy enough. Moorwood at Spears Avenue, that wreck involving some injuries. Heavy now on 40 East, trying to get past the airport out through Hermitage and Donaldson. This traffic report is brought to you by Prince's Hot Chicken. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
WFSK's Artist of the Week feature is back in 2020 on Thursday, January 9th, with Grammy-nominated recording artist Najee. His latest release is entitled Center of the Heart. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Already Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be with you on this beautiful Wednesday drive home. Some of you are already in the driveway, stuck in there listening to us, and you know you can't get out because you enjoy very much what we're talking about. Adonis Lindsay is here. He's an author, motivational speaker, and a member of the community of faith. And Adonis has been, I try not to dig in folks' business, but I will, you know, occasionally I get the shovel out.
Yeah.
And, you know, ask a few, because it's, you know, it's a human show. And, you know, you might can bless somebody with mm-hmm. what
yeah,
you experience.
Absolutely.
But he was telling a story about his daddy. He hadn't seen him since he was 16, hadn't seen him in 31 years. And they recently reconnected. And, I mean, you know, I saw that as he obviously planted some good seed in you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because you didn't seem to be bitter, angry, you know. I mean, and I'm just going by the facts of how you have carried yourself.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I just, as long as I've seen you and been around you, you're just kind of on an even keel.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
And there was clearly something that having those first 16 years that
stayed with me.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, Sharon Kay, God didn't show me that, and I didn't connect the dots.
Yeah.
Until I got married, and then me and my wife Heather had our first child, Grayson.
Right.
And you know. And a lot of people would always compliment me. And our second child, Carrington, came along. You've met her. She's been in the studio
with us.
And a lot of people would just always compliment me. Man, you're a great father. I've been watching you.
You are.
And you know, sometimes my wife says I'm very overprotective. And, but as I look back, it's like I remember I was doing something with Grayson. We were sitting on the couch. And it was just something so simple where God made that reconnection moment with me. And we were sitting on the couch, maybe watching a ball game or something. But I put my arm around him, and I started messing with his earlobe.
Yeah.
And as clear as day, it's like, oh, God took me way back.
Wow.
And that was one of the things my dad would always do to me.
Really?
And so then from then on, I just started connecting the dots. And it's like, okay, yeah, me and my dad used to do that. And I'm doing it with my son now. And this is, you know, overprotective. Well, my dad was really overprotective of us as his children. And it's like all of a sudden, like the light bulb went on. And it's like, you know, it's like I never take credit when somebody says, man, you're a great father. It's like, you know, my dad modeled that.
Yeah.
Those first 16 years that I had him. And so
those were formidable years.
Exactly.
Too.
So the 31 years of separation couldn't take that out of me.
That's beautiful.
You know? And so, you know, we're going on, and as the kids are getting older, and it's like I just started feeling that nudging from God. It's like you need to reconnect. Your kids need to meet their grandfather. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes when God is nudging us, Sharon Kay, to do something, we come up with every excuse.
Well,
we do. We come up with excuses of why we can't. Well, he may not want. He may feel uncomfortable. Yeah. Do we have time to do that?
Right.
And finally,
and I don't feel like tripping. Cause
exactly. Yeah. You know.
Just in case. And
just in case.
Yeah,
so
I got it.
So
I got it.
I had to push all that out of my mind and just say, you know what? Let's do it. And so I remember, I sent him a text. I had his phone number because of a text message trail that my sister had texted to the family, and his was on there. So I grabbed his phone number and I just texted him. I said, hey, Dad, it's Adonis. I said, I'd really love for you to meet your grandkids and for them to meet you.
Are you the only son?
No, I have an older brother and older sister.
Oh, okay.
And I said, I heard you're in Vegas. And I said, we want to come. These are the dates we're thinking about coming. I said, will you be there?
Wow.
You know? And so, you know.
Were you scared?
Just anticipated a text. Like, what is that text? Because you just don't know. 31 years.
That's true. He might have said, I ain't got time.
Yeah, you just don't know.
Wow.
And so he texted back, and he was like, oh, I would be so happy.
Really?
To meet you. I mean, to meet your lovely family, your wife, your children. He goes, I really want to do that. And so we texted back and forth a couple of times. Uh-huh. And so right before we purchased the tickets, I was texting him again. Are you sure?
Okay. Just
being
in case
real,
you
being
bumped
real,
your head or
are
something.
Are you sure you're going to be there on these days? And he goes, yes, I will be here. He goes, when you get here, you just tell me where you want us to meet, what you want to do.
Yeah.
And so we purchased and went down there. And we met him and his wife. And I'd never met his new wife either.
Okay.
And we met him at...
I bet she heard all about you, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
She probably knew
everything you ever did
in your lifetime.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we met him at a restaurant at our hotel.
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, it was one of those things. You know, we were in the hotel room like, okay, here we go. You know?
Wow.
Got in the elevator, went down, and we're walking out, so we're looking, and... And we see him and his wife come around the corner, and so we walk up and we just hug. It was never one of those. It wasn't awkward, but it was once again it was like meeting somebody that you should know, but you really don't know.
Yeah.
But you feel something there, you know. And we hugged, and then he hugged my wife and my kids, and we went and ate, and we just had a conversation. We just talked.
Yeah.
And so it was never really going back to revisit the past.
Right.
It wasn't like, Dad, why? Yeah. You know, none of that ever came up.
We started from where you were.
We started from where we were. And I remember all he said, and he brought this up on his own. He said, you know, he goes, you know, some people in the family have asked me why, what happened with, you know, you and your mom, why did you do this? He goes, I've struggled with that regret over the years. And
really?
He said, I brought myself to the understanding that what happened was between me and y'all's mom.
Right.
And what was done was done.
Right.
And he goes, I just had to, in my mind, to try to move forward from there. And he said, Adonis, I would hear about your life and see a few photos, this and that. And he said, I just figured you had done well, and why step back into your world?
Really?
And 'cause you were doing good. And so, that's the only time we ever talked about the past.
Uh-huh.
And from then on, we were just talking about what the kids were doing, and you know, they found out a lot about my wife and just things like that.
Yeah.
So it was, we had dinner with them twice.
Uh-huh.
And it was just a good reconnection.
Yeah.
And you know, I tell people all the time, when God is nudging you to do something,
yes,
and I didn't want 2019 to finish and me to still roll into 2020, saying one day we're gonna go meet your grandfather. But it was like, you got to do those things because you never know. And it wasn't that we had an expectation, Sharon Kay.
Sure.
Like I told him, you know, Dad, you don't have to do anything for the kids. We just want to come meet you.
Yeah.
I just want them to meet you.
What did the kids say?
And, you know, it's so funny. My son, you know, he's a processor.
Yeah. Wonder where he got that from.
Yeah. So he's a processor. And it was like the next morning, you know, we're in the hotel room, and my son's like, you know, he said, Dad, your dad was right. You really have a good family. Like that. And they said, you know, he's real nice. And, you know, and it's one of those things, I didn't have a big expectation on my kids.
Sure.
It was just for them to meet somebody for the first time.
Yeah.
And so we, you know, we talked about
were
getting together
excited?
Again. They were. And so the second night we had dinner with them, they actually sat over there next, you know,
with him.
They put my dad in the middle.
Oh.
And then they sat there. They were talking, and my little daughter wanted to go after dinner. She wanted to go look at the dessert options. And so she said, come on with me. And my dad got up, and they all went over there and looked
it's
at
it. It's on now, baby. he's so wrapped around that thing.
And so one of the things I thought was very interesting, you know, for the past several months, you know, I've got my kids, when we're driving down the road and we see a camper, like an RV, they're like, Dad, look, RV, because I've been talking about one day wouldn't it be cool, kids, if we got an RV and just kind of drove around, you know?
Yeah.
And so lo and behold, my dad's sitting there, ex, and he goes, you know, one more year, my wife's going to retire. And he goes, our dream is to buy an RV.
Oh, my God.
And travel around.
That is
funny. And he said, we may just end up in Nashville one day.
Oh, man.
So we left it at that, you know, by all means.
At the KOA campground. They'll be going to Cock and Walk and get some catfish.
I just have to give you the.
That's
so amazing. I just wanted to say, you know, to God be the glory on that. I'm going to keep it short because it's your moment. But there's so many. I've mentored so many young men who are in similar circumstances, but with different backgrounds.
Yeah.
And you did something that I suggested that they do all the time.
Yeah.
And that is take the initiative as the son.
Yeah.
Because you never know what the father is going through
or dealing with. Yes.
And if you could just elaborate on some, just on him, how he felt about reaching back into your life, because that to me is the profound thing right there, because, you know, if you didn't reach out and he felt that way, I mean, it could have never happened.
Exactly. And that's one of those things, X, that God really began to deal with me and really pushed me through, Sharon Kay, because it's like I had to come into that understanding. It's almost like the Holy Spirit was dealing with me about
it wanted closure
me,
on that.
And then dealing with me about what my dad could possibly be going through. And it dawned on me one day.
Yeah.
Once again, it's like, okay, he's been separated because of the shame, the guilt, and, you know, I never went around like, oh, man, because he's shameful, that's shame on him. But it's like trying to put myself in his shoes, and it's like that's a very shameful thing. It's like, you know, I left my kids at a very young age, and I went off and
started. Well, it's because you were a dad, you felt
them. In a very painful thing.
Very painful. And so, you know, the Lord revealed to me that that was the separation. That was the thing that was blocking, and somebody was going to have to break through that.
Yeah.
And so with me trying to push through that, it was one of those things. I think when I came into that understanding, then I knew, okay, the ball's not in his court, it's in my court.
Yeah.
And I've got to do something, because if I don't break through this, then it's going to be grandkids never seeing their grandfather.
That's true.
For
generations
so many years.
Will be a
and then
mess.
They're going to just carry that into their future marriages and think that's normal.
Right. Good
and
for
it's
you.
Like we just have to push through that and break through that.
Yeah.
And once again, you know, I kind of anticipated, what is the conversation going to be like? Well, it was never, once again, rehearsing. I never asked questions. It was like, okay, Lord, I did what you told me to do.
Yes.
And now I'm believing something has been set in motion. I don't know what that is, but definitely something has been set in motion. I do know one thing. There's no question now. We have reconnected. Yeah. My kids have met their grandfather, and then we're just going to see what the Lord does from there.
Oh, but man, he's working it out.
Exactly.
He's working it out. Gabby, teary eyed. I'm ready to show. I'm like, yeah. That is so beautiful.
And it's one of those things. It's like, you know, the Bible gives that example where when the son was coming back, the prodigal son was coming back. And you kind of look at that as a reverse. It's like somebody's got to go to, and somebody's got to forget about the past.
And let me say this, because as you were describing that, my son didn't see his father until he was 16.
Mm.
He grew up without him. And it had a different impact on him.
Yeah.
Because he longed for that.
Yeah.
He didn't have, you know, he had a stepdad, which, you know, wasn't the same. But he longed for having those memories.
Yes.
What you described.
You can draw on. And that's one of the things I think with me as a father now. It's like I also looked at it like, okay, I'm going to break that stigma.
Mm.
Because, you know, my kids would talk about my dad before they even met him.
Wow.
And then when they start asking questions, like, why haven't I met my grandfather? Then it's like...
Well, it puts you on the spot now.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, we've got to do this. And just to look back and see, it was never, Dad, how come you waited so long?
Weren't finger pointing.
I wasn't finger pointing, but I love what we said at the end. You know, we texted, and we've been texting back and forth, and he goes...
Good for you.
He goes, let's not make it another 31 years.
Amen.
To where we see each other again.
Yeah.
And so with that, you know, Sharon Kay, I think a lot of people, and it could be any relationship, you know, friendship or just somebody in the family, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think somebody has got to be that person to, you know, put aside the anxiety, put aside the why, or the what if, and then, you know, be obedient to the nudging of the Holy Spirit and just
and
step in that direction
Lord
and trust God
doing.
That he's going to work
trust
out everything.
That he knows.
And it's just, and have no expectation. That's the one thing I loved about our trip there. We had no expectation of what was going to happen when we met him. But I knew God had orchestrated it.
Well.
And that,
so you had
know,
I anticipated that it was going to be so good.
You know?
And it was. And I bet you even the food was good. The
food
water.
Was great.
Best water you ever had. That's how that stuff is, you know. Because the Lord prepared the way for you.
He did.
And
we looked back and it was a wonderful experience. And, you know, and I don't think it's done. I think we'll definitely see each other again.
Well, there's hope. See,
and there's
for
hope
people.
For that. There is.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's and then it's like, you know, I think I would have regretted if we hadn't have made that trip.
Oh, Lord, yes.
And something would have happened.
Sure.
To prevent my kids ever meeting.
Absolutely.
Then I can get on that rabbit trail and go where that would have been not good.
Well, and you know, you couldn't, you know, as you are projecting this fatherhood image and speaking and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
There would have been a little bit of the core that would have been missing.
It had been missing. You know? Exactly.
Because eventually it would have
come out.
And I mean, it's just now you're whole. I mean, that is so beautiful.
And a lot of times, you know, and I tell fathers, it's like, you know, it's the things that you put into your kids.
Yes.
You know, that is forming them, that is shaping them. Mm. And that is and the way God showed that to me, once again, just those little things that my dad would do with me, it's like I'm carrying that over to my children.
Right.
And you know, it's any anybody out there that could be listening, maybe you're estranged from a father, mother, brother, sister.
Bunch of folks.
It's somewhere you've got to draw that line and step across it. And do it for you. You know, I looked at it too, Sharon Kay. I'm doing this. I know I want my kids to meet my dad, their grandfather. But if I don't do this for me, you know, the urgency.
That's true.
Then if I miss the moment, I don't know what that's going to
produce. Because it's not promised that your father's going to be around.
Exactly,
or you
or
either
me,
for that matter.
Or me. Right. You know, so it's like I did this for me.
Well, and I'm glad that you did, because this I could see by your expressions.
Yeah.
You know, from just being, you know, sitting right across from you.
Yeah.
That I could tell that you like were exhaling. Is that
Yeah.
You were just like
yes. I'm telling you. You hit it right there, cuz it was I mean, you know when God's pressing.
Oh, yeah.
And then you keep ignoring, and then all of a sudden you feel the urgency.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm like, okay, Lord, we got 5 days. Please, keep everything where it needs to be. Don't let anybody have a tragedy or something like that.
No, no.
So when I felt that urgency, it's like, okay, yeah, and we did that.
Well, as we go up to the top to get our news, you know, and I know that you can really, you know, talk about this but mean it. And well, but you can also bless somebody that, you know, that's listening. Hopefully somebody got something encouraging in their future in as the year 2020 unfolds for them, that they can see clearly now.
Yeah.
You know, get that good vision, y'all, and focus. Yeah. Get that vision. But if you could just, you know, speak up. 35, 40 seconds of positivity to anybody who's listening right now.
Yeah, absolutely, Sharon Kay. You know, one of the things I always do at the beginning of the year is I come up with my own personal list that things I can implement. And I always tell people all the time, it's like, you know, in 2019 with no blaming, no shaming.
Right.
But think about it as, what am I going to do myself differently that's going to produce the life that I want?
Yeah.
And whatever that is, you know, I tell people one thing you got to do. If you're carrying baggage, let it go. Let it go.
Yeah.
Let issues go. Let drama go.
Yeah.
You may have to let some people go.
Yeah.
And understand that you control you.
Yeah.
And you love you. And you know there's some great things in store for you.
Oh, yes.
And only you hold the key to unlocking your future that you've been dreaming about. So never give anybody that key. The only way you can give somebody that key is to hold a grudge, to be mad, to let drama affect you. And I just want to encourage people out there, listen, you have the power within you to live the life that you want to live, to be free from anything that's bringing you down. So I want to encourage you right now to step forward into your destiny, into the person that God's called you to be.
Amen.
And if you need help, God is always there. I tell people the first thing on my list is keep God first.
Yes, Lord.
Keep God first.
That's the second and third thing on my list. Oh, Lord, focus all the time. But you have, you know, Adonis, you continue to just really, your growth has been phenomenal. And, you know, I feel really good every time you come because I know somebody in your age demo is gaining.
Yeah.
So keep up the good work because it's needed.
Well, thank you.
The sister and the brother need it, honey. Okay. Mama say, you know, we know. And give your beloved family my best, please.
I sure will.
Tell Auntie Sharon Kay said, hey.
I will.
tell our audience where you're. You have your book and on your website, and you also stream too, right?
Yes. The way you can just keep in contact with me, you can go to my website. It's AdonisLenzy.com, A-D-O-N-I-S, Lenzy, L-E-N-Z-Y, .com. You get all my materials on there. You can also find on my TV program from that website as well. It's called Inspiring Moments with Adonis Lenzy. And so I just kind of give some inspiring gospel-filled messages to people. Just to encourage them, inspire them to keep moving forward.
I'm inspired now. I certainly am. So go to, or they can click on your picture on my website.
Oh, yes.
You know,
yes.
I have your photo.
Yeah, you got it linked over there. Look at you. Got the back link. There you go.
I take care of my people.
Connected.
It's been on there now for some years.
Yes.
And I think your book cover might be still on there as well. So I support those that support me.
I remember you got on me one time. You looked at my website. And you're like, where's
sure
my
did.
Logo?
Excuse
but it's up
me.
There now. It's been up there.
Hallelujah. See, I had to go mama on
you. Yeah, you did. You did. And you did it on the air.
Don't put me behind a loaded microphone.
You did it
babe.
On the air.
I'm telling you, I'm terrible. I need to stop, but I won't.
But it was double. You cut, then you healed. On
the I did. I had the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
You know, here's the methylate and the Band-Aid. But you know what? That was kind of wrong.
Methylate.
You know?
Yeah,
right.
You took me way back.
That's old school.
That's old. My grandma had that methylate.
People like, where's methylate? Ask your granny. She'll tell you.
Mercuricone and methylate.
And witch hazel. not about to start Nashville. You all have the very best of the best. And don't forget, who loves you?
You've been listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station and its management.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.